Recording in progress.
Hey everybody, especially those Toronto media joining us so late on a school night. We've got Dom here for a couple questions for you. You know the drill. Use the hand icon to raise your hand. You've got a question and a follow-up question, and then we'll do a second call around afterwards if there's time. Who's up first? Charlie?
Thanks, Nate. Hey, Dom. Pretty much 50-50 possession. The shots were equal. Did it feel like just a pretty even kind of stalemate game out there?
I mean, yeah, both sides definitely had their chances. I think first half we're just in our defensive structure. Second half, I think the game became pretty back and forth. In the end, it just becomes who's more clinical. And I think third game in 7 days, legs are starting to get tired and heavy. So, yeah, it was pretty even. But I think we maybe got more from that.
As you mentioned, you know, third game in 7 days, just and you yourself have obviously played a lot of minutes here. Just how have you felt so far now that we've got a few under our belts here? Like, how are you guys feeling out there?
Yeah, we're definitely feeling tired. I mean, it's not easy. And obviously, we've had a short preseason. So it's now all about trying to use these games to gel together, build that chemistry. But to be honest, the way the boys have fought for 90 minutes, all three games, has been exceptional. So the fight from the boys is massive, and hopefully we can continue that.
Thanks, Dom.
Derek.
Hey, Dom. Derek here in Edmonton. That looked like a pretty soft penalty in the 89th minute there. I guess, do you feel like justice was served when it was missed?
Yeah, I guess you could say. I thought it was different, but I mean, the ref, from his angle, maybe there's a, obviously he thought there was a penalty there. But yeah, I believe it was pretty soft, but in the end, he missed it. We just moved on from there.
And it did look like when the game was tied 1-1, both teams were kind of going out to win it. Both teams had some really good looks and some really good chances, I guess. Was that, did you both kind of feel, did you feel like either team could kind of steal this win here?
Yeah, I mean, the game ended up going back and forth. Everyone was buzzing. We're trying to get wins here. All the points matter. But in the end, it's just trying to do details. We're trying to keep our details and defensively trying to stay organized. Obviously, it ended up going a little back and forth, and I think that's due to the fitness. Like, getting tired, not able to, like, track back. So that's why it kind of ended up going back and forth. But, yeah, we're still here to compete and try to win games.
Robin, go ahead.
Yeah, I know this game was put on to was put off from the afternoon to late. Do you think that?
Robin, you're there?
Sorry.
Muted.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, this game was put off from the afternoon, the oppressive heat out there, but it was still pretty hot out there. The camera showed it was still like 30 degrees Celsius or so, and the 72,000 rubber tires melted onto the field to, you know, how bad was it out there?
Yeah, it's still really hot out there. So it's, that's another element to battle with, obviously the fitness already, the short preseason, and those elements also play a factor. It's difficult, but I mean, both sides are dealing with the same thing. So in the end, it's just who's able to kind of, battle through it and, come out on top in this game. Obviously, it just ended up equal.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, great. Last call for anybody for any follow-up? All right, Dom, thanks for your time.
Thank you. I don't know.
Wait on Jimmy.
It's pretty terrible.
Hey, Jimmy, good evening.
Hello.
All right, we'll just get started. Charlie, you've got your hand up already.
Thanks, Nate. Jimmy, if the chair is that sweaty, the guys must have been working pretty hard. What did you make of that performance? It seemed like it was a pretty even one. I mean, possession 50-50, the shots the shots were even. Like, was it? Did it feel like a pretty equal game out there?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm happy with where the guys are. You know, they didn't give up. We created more opportunities as well towards the end of the match. But fatigue did set in. We had to make some changes to the formation a bit, bring some fresh legs on because we could see the guys were getting a little bit tired. But I was happy with the performance. I mean, look, their first goal, he scores an absolute rocket from 35 yards out. There's nothing you can do about that. There's a soft penalty call towards the end. But then going the other way, we had a couple of opportunities as well where I thought we could have just nicked it towards the end there. And we've got that never die attitude where we just want to keep going and going and going. I think as the game went on, we started pushing even more forward, which is good to see. And now it's just looking after the players and getting ourselves ready for that next match. But overall, look, I'm happy with the effort that the boys put in tonight.
For sure. I've asked you before about Abzi, but tonight it seemed like he was just, you know, a pretty dynamic piece of that attack going forward. He's kind of taking on defenders. Just how important has he become to the attack and as this more wing attacking player?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we've been focusing on that for, I mean, the limited time that we've had as part of our tactics about how we want to play and how we want to get at teams, how we want to use our pace that we have and the counter attack. And, you know, Abzi's thriving that position. But even tonight, we had to bring him off because we knew if we push him too much, he picks up a little injury, then we're losing Abzi for a couple of games. So it's a difficult one right now trying to look after the players. I mean, obviously, this is their third game now that they've played with not much of a preseason. So as much as we'd love to keep pushing Abzi, there's points in the game where we've got to not be selfish and do the right thing that's the best thing for the player, and that was to take him off. And maybe we could have actually taken him off a little bit sooner, but he's the type of guy that won't tell you how he's feeling. So we've got to read him, and eventually we got him off. But I'm delighted with the way that he's playing right now and progressing down that left wing.
For sure. And then just really quickly, if it's all right, you mentioned the penalty. You said it was soft. I assume you just didn't see anything there.
Well, no chance. I think you guys all know as well. You guys watched the game.
Yeah.
Everybody in the stadium knew there wasn't a penalty. Players actually pulled Ija, and we're all still confused about it. But I guess justice was served there, wasn't it? So it is what it is. He's missed the penalty. We walked away with a point, but no, it's a terrible penalty.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate that.
Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? I wanted to ask you about Nathan Ingram. He made a fantastic save. It might have been, you know, kind of a low key, but it was a great save at the end there when Osua turned the ball in. But can you just give me a thought on how he's playing this year and how he's been for you in the net?
Yeah, look, you know, Nate's been good. Nate's been good. He made a great save there. His distribution's coming along. He's got great feet. He's a good shot stopper. He's a big presence at the back. I like the way he's progressing right now. Very vocal when he's out in the pitch, which is great for the back four. But yeah, look, I'm lucky for the goal. Like I said before, it was an absolute rocket that came in, and he made a fantastic save as well, just to show you how agile he is as a keeper.
And after 1-1 on a hot day like that, you know, both teams kind of settled in and settled for the. But it looked like you guys were pushing for the win. They were pushing for the win. I guess, is that how important are these games here to try and nick a win when you can?
Well, that's the goal, is to get 3 points for the win. And that's why we changed it up and brought some fresh legs, because we knew we wanted to push even harder going forward. But you can see towards the end, fatigue sets in, the game opens up, and there's a lot of transitions in the game, which normally wouldn't happen when you're, if you have a good preseason or you're halfway through a season, you don't see those transitions. You don't open up that much because everybody's fitness levels are where they should be. And that's part of the reason why you saw the game open up so much today. Players were losing runners and they were struggling tracking back. It's just where it is right now.
Thanks a lot.
James Gross is coming in.
Hey, Thanks, Nate. Hey, Jimmy. I just wanted to get you real quick on Michael Petrasso. He took his goal really well tonight. What have you seen from him as these games continue to come thick and fast?
No, Mike. I thought Mike was great when he came on. Yeah, it was one thing we told him. Just give us loads of energy right now. Every time you get on that ball, start driving at the defenders and get involved in the play as much as you can. And I thought he did. We put Michael underneath Lowell. We put Noah wide. And then we brought Big Oz up top. So, you know, I think all three of them, they helped out an awful lot. And then Cedric obviously coming in the middle, we put him on for Jordan just to give us more legs. And because everybody was so fresh, and the movement was good, it allowed Michael to get on the ball in certain pockets and drive at players. And that's where the goal came from, was Michael just getting on it and doing what he does and driving at defenders.
Thanks, Jimmy. And can you just give us an idea of what's it like playing a game every 3 days? What is that time? What does that 60-hour period between kickoffs sort of look like for you?
Difficult. It's very, very difficult. Just being in the bubble, playing a game every 3 days. It's very, very hard. It's hard for us as well because we've got to look after them. We've got to watch their loads. And we've got to make sure that they're getting the right recovery in, getting the right rest, the right sleep. So, you know, it's not the normal thing to do, but it is what it is. At least we're playing football, and that's a big thing for everybody. So I think guys are willing to take that sacrifice of playing injured and pushing their bodies, but at least they're out in the pitch and playing a game that they love. So, you know, we're dealing with it just as every other team is. So.
Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate you guys putting the effort in.
Thanks, James.
All right, that wraps it up. Thanks, everyone, for your time. Thanks, Jimmy. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.